First Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. These are God's words. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. Verse 6 follows up on the instruction that not only are the youngers, the newbies in the church, to submit themselves to elders, but elders are to submit as well, because we're submitting not merely under men, but we are submitting ourselves to and humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God. This is what enables us to have happy humility, because it is before the sight, the consideration of the power and glory of God that we are humbled. And so if you have in front of you someone who is sinful, someone who is weak, someone who is creaturely, and if we are tempted to reject their authority and to have a resistant spirit towards them on account of those things, then we must remember that we do not just have the person who is in front of us. We have all around us, everywhere, always in, we are always in his immediate presence. Almighty God, the infinite and eternal and unchangeable one. And let those who are in authority remember that that is the one before whom others are humbling themselves. They are not to humble themselves before us. You can imagine if there were two common people, low people, and one was standing, and the one in front of him suddenly bowed very low, how ridiculous it would be for the common person to think suddenly about himself, "Ah, I must really be something that this person would bow to me like this," and he doesn't realize that the great king has just come up behind him, standing a head taller and in his royal robes and with his regal demeanor, and that the person in front of him is not bowing to him, the commoner. He is bowing to the king, and yet those in authority in marriages and families and churches can very foolishly be like that other commoner, and not realize that it's under the mighty hand of God that we are all humbling ourselves. And so it's a great help to us when we have someone difficult to submit to, and it's a great help to us and when we are in the position of others submitting to our authority. It's under God's mighty hand that we humble ourselves to participate in the church according to his design. It's under God's mighty hand that we humble ourselves to patiently endure suffering, knowing that he is using the suffering to bring us to glory. And it's under God's mighty hand that we therefore endure his providence, providence sometimes of having difficult people in authority, providence sometimes of having difficult people under our authority, providence sometimes of the attacks of the world from outside on the church, even the providence of the devil in his great wickedness, seeking by all of his craft to employ our remaining fleshliness to separate us from the flock, to separate us from the chief shepherd's shepherding means on earth. And so he is like a lion prowling about, roaring about, seeking, if he can, to separate one of the lambs, one of the ewes, maybe even a ram, which would be no match for the lion if it were by itself. And we have all of these wicked ways of reasoning within ourselves, why in our particular case, God's way of shepherding us doesn't quite apply, so that we will, make ourselves, prey, unto the devil. But that comes in God's providence. And once we see that God rules, over all of these things, and that he is the one who has called us from the world, from before the world began, to his eternal glory, we not only say, aha, this is the way to go, because the God who called me has given me this way to go. But we remember he is the one who is going to help us in the way. And that takes us then from the second part, from the first part of verse 6 into the second part. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. We humble ourselves in all of these ways, knowing what he is aiming at for us. Not second part of verse 6, from verse 6 into verse 7. This is what takes us from verse 6 into verse 7. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. We do the humbling, knowing where he has taken us. But then in verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. He is the one who will carry us through all of these things. He is always caring for us. And so as we humble ourselves, it's not that we are not looking out for our interests, and we are made vulnerable, because what if the one who is my elder in the church, or my husband, or my father in the family is not looking out for my interests like he should? But the Lord is looking out for my interests. The one under whose almighty hand I am humbling myself is the one who is caring for me. And so I can trust him. I can trust him when it's hard in my own soul, resisting the suggestions of the devil, and committing myself to the Lord's glory, the Lord's way. I can trust God when it's hard in the home, and when it's hard in the church. He cares for me. And notice that we are to cast all our care, all our caring upon him, for he cares for us. In other words, you don't put your trust in your elders. You don't put your trust in your husband. You don't put your trust even in your father. You put your trust in God, who uses them. And then if they are not what they should be, and none of them are entirely what they should be, God is still what he should be. The hands that uphold the world are the ones that carry you. Underneath you are the everlasting arms. The blessing comes to Asher and to all of us in Jesus Christ. Those are his blessings and our inheritance in him. Underneath are the everlasting arms. And so we mustn't put our trust in or upon anyone else. We trust in him. And when he does care for us, then those times in which our cares have been great become times of even greater fellowship with our God. They bring us, as it were, closer to glory even on earth. Because when we lose everything else, we still have Him. And in that Asaph experience way of Psalm 73, we realize that we may not have heaven yet, but we have its heavenliness because we have Him. The increase of our cares so that we are thrown more entirely upon Him is often a way by which He brings us into that sweetness. And that's important because not only may the one we have not be what he ought to be on earth, the one whom he sets over us, or the congregation around us, or even the ones who are under us, the Lord may take them. And if you have cast your cares upon your father or upon your husband or upon your elders, and then the Lord in his wisdom takes them, you will find yourself entirely destabilized. Whereas if you had received them as good gifts from the Lord, you'll still grieve if the Lord takes them. But your cares were never cast upon them to begin with. Your cares were upon him. Cast upon him who is using them. And so let us be careful of our hearts, that we cast our cares upon the Lord, and not upon the means that the Lord is using, lest the means be removed from us and we find ourselves without help, in a way that we have done to ourselves. He is bringing us to his glory if we are believers in him. So let us humble ourselves under his mighty hand and cast our cares upon him. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your warnings. We thank you for your encouragements. Help us to cast our cares entirely upon you. Help us, O Lord, to have that sense, that awareness. Help us to remember that you are always with us, always around us, always almighty, that we may have a spirit of humility in everything that we do and with everyone, whether we are in authority or under it or among equals, always humbling ourselves under your mighty hand. Grant to us to know that it is in your providence that everything occurs, so that we may take comfort that it is occurring as part of your bringing us to glory. So we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.